Now to the ongoing water crisis in Jackson, Mississippi. Earlier this week, officials said water pressure had returned, but the water coming out of the taps for 150,000 people still isn't safe to drink. This has been a tough time for residents, but also for business owners. Ezra Brown owns Soleil Coffee and Bubble Tea, which he opened just 2 weeks ago. Ezra, welcome.
Good to be here. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thanks. But what about you? I mean, what's it been like over the course of the past week or so to open a business and then to have no drinking water come out of the tap?
It's completely abnormal. It's been super crazy. Number one, opening a business. Everyone knows the complications of opening a business, the financial aspect. But also, we found out when we were getting ready to open, the State Department told us we could not even open unless we purchased all of our ice from the next city.
Wow. What are the conditions like now? I mean, the governor says the water pressure is back up. What's it like at your shop?
I mean, water pressure is back up. I mean, when it was down, we couldn't even use the restrooms. Now we have pressure, but pressure with still dirty water is, I don't know if that's a win. So we have to clean everything. We have to clean our fruit, anything that we use, we have to use bottled water for that.
And let's remind people, you run a cafe. I mean, fresh water is absolutely essential to your business. You need a lot of it. How much extra money are you spending trying to make sure you can operate safely?
All of our drinks are mostly ice. So we're going through about 100 pounds a day of ice. And, you know, they only come in 7-pound bags. So let's say about $3 a bag. And then we have events, which, you know, we're new. So we're trying to get more people here. We're going to 200 pounds a day. So just in a week, that's over, you know, approximately 1,000 pounds of just ice.
I understand you went to college in the area, but only recently returned to Jackson to open this business. Has any of this made you regret that decision?
Not in the least bit. The one thing, I have a strong initiative for the city of Jackson, Mississippi, understanding, well, I understood the prior complications. This Mississippi, there are many things going on. I went to Jackson State University as a jazz major. I'm a jazz artist also. So I owe a lot to the birthplace of American music. So in that aspect, what I get to learn here is just a gold mine.
So you decided to take a risk and open a business in Jackson. No regrets as of right now. But do you think that other businesses in the same position might think twice and take their company and their jobs elsewhere after all this?
After all this, I could definitely see the reason why. We're here for the long haul, meaning to here to actually fix or actually start the conversation on many, many issues. Let's say maybe economic inclusion. There are many things that we're here for. But if I was just here for the bottom line and the conditions right now, it's almost impossible to make it happen under the conditions right now, unless we get the adequate help, not patchwork, but actually help to get the system running correctly.
So you own a cafe, a place where people come and they gather, sit down, talk with their friends and their neighbors. I wonder what you're overhearing from your customers about how they have been handling this problem over the last week or so. How are people holding up?
It's confusing. We don't know. You know, we don't know if there's going to be a world order. We don't know what the status is. It would be better if we did know if there was a plan in play for businesses, for new businesses. Like, you know, where do I get water? What if, you know, right now we have a staffing problem. So actually, I'm currently on the clock. I'm working right now in my own business because I'm actually trying to hire. But what if there's an influx of people in here? Then I have to close the business to go and get ice outside of the city of Jackson, Mississippi. So when you think about it like that, it's a problem, and it's a big problem. And again, I'm the new guy. I'm only 2 weeks. So I want to speak from a new guy perspective, but I want to say that this is a new one, and it shouldn't be new.
Yeah, right. Jackson has had water problems for a long time. You describe it as confusion. I'm also hearing some frustration in your voice.
Yes.
I wonder if people aren't fearful for the future as well.
I wouldn't even go that far because, you know, dirty water is dirty water. And we all have family, we have kids, we have older elders, we have mothers and we have grandmothers that are, for us, this problem is going on so long. How many people remember to put that bottle of water beside the sink to brush their teeth? How many people just kind of like brush their teeth with this dirty water? or took a shower and they haphazardly drink the dirty water. What does it do to your body? What does it do, you know, what are the long-term effects? We don't know, but we don't want to know. And we don't want to be a test either.
Ezra Brown, owner of the Soleil Cafe and Bubble Tea in Jackson, Mississippi, opened for business 2 weeks ago, then hit with this water crisis. Ezra, good luck. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day. You're still working at the cafe right now. Thanks for doing that for us. I appreciate it.
I really appreciate you. Have a wonderful day.